Okay, turn on your recorder, check the levels, plug in your microphone, and put on your headphones. I did all those things. Now, I just needed to find my story.
My name is Levent Alkabay, and I'm 55 years old, and I am the president and CEO of Catalina Beverage. And what else are you looking for?
What else was I looking for? I had no idea. I recently got a job producing a podcast in Mexico City where I live. Since I had never touched a mic before, I did what anyone would. I Googled it. How to podcast. Eventually, I got to a website called Transom.
Transom.org is the place on the internet to learn about audio storytelling. And I teach the Transom Story Workshop. They're 1-week workshops and 8-week workshops all across the country.
That's Rob Rosenthal, the lead instructor for Transom. I quickly signed up for one of their workshops. It was in Catalina, a place I had never heard of, but sounded great. Listen to this. Catalina Island. I met with Levent in his office. I sat across from him in the quietest place I could find, just like Rob had told us to. It took me completely by surprise when Levent took the mic from my hand.
Oh, so you're gonna hold the mic?
I have to hold it up this close?
No, but maybe it's...
What do you want me to do?
I can hold it.
I got the mic back. I was feeling a bit in control when...
Do you know anything about our business?
No, so let me...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you ask the questions. And
ask the questions, right. How hard could that be? There was so much to talk to him about. Levent is from Turkey and came to the US when he was 19. And as for the business, he's the guy who distributes Budweiser in the island. Last year, he brought the Up for Anything challenge to Catalina. Thousands of people came. Snoop Dogg even had a concert. This year, they wanted to do something different, and Levent managed to secure the famous Clydesdale horses for the 4th of July parade. Surely this could take us somewhere fun. So, what does a beverage distributor do?
As far as the beverages, we're talking about beverages such as beer and soft drinks and wine. Every one of these are mainly a contract with the, either the brewery or the
I started bottle. To worry. So Levent is not the party animal I had thought he might be. Although he brings all the beer to the island, Levent is a businessman above all.
He's doing a great job, you know. Since he took business, he's improving the business.
That's Tomas Rivera. He has been working at the warehouse for 20-some years, and he agrees with me that Levent is all about business.
He comes over here once in a while, you know, to see what's going on and, you know, to supervise. And pretty much, he's there in the, you know, at the office.
Tomas and the rest of the crew that work in the warehouse are tight.
We all like a family, all the employees. We get along really well. You know, we work together.
What have I learned so far? Levent is a great businessman and a good boss. Everyone here gets along and enjoys working at Catalina Beverage. Well, so what? That's not the stuff of story. We had talked about what a story looks like in class. You're supposed to have a character who overcomes some sort of a problem. Here, there's no tragedy. What else could I ask? Yes.
And what's the favorite product that you sell, that you consume?
We sell over here is beer, to make everybody happy.
What's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer right now, I like the Stella.
Most of the guys in the warehouse are from Mexico, and they all enjoy a nice cold beer. All except for one guy.
Well, I'm not a drinker, so it isn't beer.
That's Tim Winslow, the guy in charge of purchasing.
But my favorite product, it would have to be the sodas because, we supply so much for so many different types of people because adults drink soda as well as children. So.
Right. But do you have a favorite soda then?
No, I don't because I try not to drink it when you have diabetes.
Here I am in the middle of a warehouse looking for a story. It's clear I'm not going to find it asking people about their favorite beverage. So, when someone said Tim used to be a cop, I thought, maybe that's it. That's my story.
I think the worst thing that I had to go through as a cop over here was a chili cook-off. So bad that we only responded to felonies. We did misdemeanors, we didn't even go out after. There were so many. There was fornication on Front Street. We had our SEB, Special Enforcement Bureau, ready to come over and supply us with extra help.
Wow, so how does that compare to working here at the beverage company?
Like sleeping in the middle of the night.
And yes, I guess that wasn't the best question.
This interview is over.
How could controlling crime compare to working in a warehouse? In Spanish, we have a saying, echando a perder se aprende, which translates to something like, you learn from your mistakes. I am sure next time I have to produce a radio story, I'll think of all these and do better. To all you radio listeners out there, life's hard, radio is harder. The good news is, if you are listening to this, I guess I graduated radio camp. My name is Juliana Iriarte on Catalina Island.